Finding Brian Podcast, episode 13.
Welcome to Finding Brian, show of self-help, self-discovery, and inner growth. Each week we look at things learned through books, podcasts, and other mediums. Learning about productivity, spirituality, and discovering what I want to be when I grow up.
Hey there, folks. Hello and welcome back to episode number 13 of the Finding Brian Podcast. I've been missing in action. I have, it was a heck of a week last week, and I am sorry I did not get to y'all. I sat there and I tried about every possible means I could to try to get something out to you folks, and it just wasn't happening. And so because of that, obviously, we didn't get a podcast out last week. Didn't even really get a chance to record, because I'm realizing that I've got some changes I have to make to be able to get my podcasting viable while still at the same time driving a truck out in the middle of West Texas. Now, not the town of West Texas, and I'll be talking about the town of West Texas here a little bit later. But, I had a heck of an adventure. I went to what in Texas is called West Texas. All right. Now, Texas, you can actually divide it up into five regions. Of course, Texas is a good size, but you've got about five regions of Texas. You have North Texas, which goes from where the panhandle of Texas ends, which is roughly about, Childress, Texas, over to a little past, about Longview, actually a little further west of Longview, but in between Dallas and Longview, somewhere around there is kind of the end of North Texas, and it goes down as far as about Waco. That whole region is basically North Texas. You have East Texas, which is from, the end of the Dallas line, about Longview, all the way down to about Houston. Well, it ends a little bit before Houston, but about that little, the eastern edge side of Texas is eastern Texas. South is about Austin up to, a little ways, about a third of the way up the state. Over a good little ways is South Texas, but then you have the monstrous chunk of West Texas. And when I say a monstrous chunk, I literally mean a monstrous chunk. West Texas is literally half of Texas. You go from Childress and basically almost make a straight line all the way down till you hit the Gulf of Mexico. Everything west of that line is basically West Texas. So you've got this huge area. Now, that's the section of Texas I was in. I was in a bouncing in a little 30-mile stretch. Took an hour to travel 30 miles, but a 30-mile stretch called that went from Barnhart, Texas, and we got sand out of Big Lake, which honestly I don't know why they call Big Lake, but I'm going to talk about Big Lake a little bit here in a bit. But as I was heading down to do this job, I ran into a small problem. Got down to Ranger, Texas, and lo and behold, I pulled my phone out to, I like to do little social media updates from time to time. Let folks, Twitter followers and Facebook followers and Google Plus followers and all the other followers, No. Hey, I've stopped. I'm here in this little town. These are all the little towns I've been to. You know, why I like to do that, I don't know. I've always been someone who likes to go, well, I've been to this state, this state, this state, this state, and I've been into this town, this town, this town, this town, this town of each state. So, get the ranger, whip my phone out, and I see it's booting up. I'm like, ugh. It has in the past gone through little boot ups from time to time. It happens. Oh, well. But as I sat there and I stopped at Dairy Queen, hadn't had a good Dairy Queen dude in so long. If you don't know what a dude is, folks, you got to come to Texas because you got to have a brazier Dairy Queen to get a dude. Because there's actually a dude here in Oklahoma and or a Dairy Queen here in Oklahoma. I think I said dude. Dairy Queen in Oklahoma, actually just down the road in a town called Clinton. You go in there and you ask for a dude. And they look at you kind of funny because they don't know what a dude is. A dude is a brazier, kind of like jalitos, which are basically fried jalapenos, jalapeno spears. Oh, wonderful, wonderful item. But it's you only get those out of braziers. And so I made it to a brazier in Dairy Queen in Texas, and so I had to have some. And, oh, they were good. But anyhow, that's neither here nor there. I whipped my phone out, and as I was eating, I sat there and watched my phone sit there and try to boot up. And it wouldn't get past the 4G LTE because I've got a Samsung 4S3. Yes, I love Android. But it sat there and kept booting up, or trying to boot up. I was like, oh, great. This ain't good. Phone's wigging out on me. Pull the battery. Let it set a little bit. Plug it back in, put the battery back in, try it once more. Still, no love. Stops at the same spot. Getting worried now. Thinking that maybe it picked up an update. Maybe it just needs to go. So when I hopped in the truck, I turned it back on, let it run, until we got to San Angelo, which is where we were going to stop and rest. Because we were actually there a day and a half before when we needed to be. So the company I work for, marvelous people, decided, hey, we're going to get you a hotel. Got a hotel, flopped down, started kind of trying to look. I found out Motel 6, one, not so cheap no more. It's no cheaper no more. But it also, they charge for their internet. I was dumbfounded at that. I mean, it's not much, but still, it's the principle of it. If you're going to rent, going to occupy a room, the least they could do is, you know, let you have internet access. But no, it was $4 for a 24-hour period. Like, holy smokes. So I had to actually sit there and kind of looked around on the for an available internet Wi-Fi signal and found one that was a little sketchy. It was, I mean, was able to get on slower than dirt, but still was able to get on and did a little bit of research. Found everything for if you had rooted your phone. I did that before. I had an Evo, HTC Evo 4G, which was their first. And, shoot, lost where I was. I all of a sudden had dogs wanting out, and they weren't out bad. So, anyhow, my phone, I know I was talking about my phone. Where exactly in the story I was at, don't know. So I'm probably going to reiterate some items. When I checked to see if there was any solution, I came across a whole bunch for a rooted phone. I don't have a rooted phone. I didn't actually even go off and unlock the bootloader because on my Evo, I actually wanted to go ahead and test out all the cool things that you could do with Android. And so I did, and I tried out several different custom ROMs, found CyanogenMod was an awesome ROM, loved it, was my favorite ROM. I liked using that ROM a lot. Now, what ROM, I know, I'm using Geekanese, and I apologize, folks. So, but when you have a, when you're actually, what a ROM is basically it's the program that you're running when you use your phone. For anything, when you dial or whatever, you've got the Android system that you're running is a type of ROM. Well, Android is actually what's called an open-sourced program. you could actually take, go on over to the Android open source project, download Android, and do what's called a compile it, and you can put it onto your phone, and it basically will work. Basically. It will definitely work if you have what's called a Nexus phone, but if you have any other type of phone, you've got to do a little bit of extra work to accomplish that little task. So I'm not that skilled. I'm not a programmer in any form, fashion of the stretch of the imagination. Here, I'm grabbing some coffee because no one's here at the house, and I'll talk about that here in a moment too. But getting sidetracked, I know. But still, when you have a the problem that I had with Evo was Cyanogen or any other program I use or ROM program that I used, the GPS really didn't work. And like I said before, I like to check in. I like to post my location to whenever I'm running around so the people can kind of see, hey, look there, Brian's close, making a trip across the states again. What's he up to this time? You know, it's just stuff like that. And GPS doesn't work. You really have a hard time getting really close. Not to mention, I like to let Jana, my beautiful, wonderful wife, Jana, know, hey, I am here. That way she doesn't worry. She doesn't think that she knows whether I'm going to be, she doesn't have to worry that I am, you know, running around on the bad side of town or something like that. And it's just a means of being able to put her mind at ease and just to show her, hey, I'm still traveling. She can look it up and see that I'm on a road, moving down the road, and I can, that, hey, if you're going to talk to me, use voice, not texting, because if I text, I get myself, you know, in deep doo-doo. So I try not to, I like to have my GPS on. Well, that was the big flaw that I had with playing with ROMs, not to mention close to the end of that phone's life, it really started to act real wonky. It started to get what was called memory fatigue. It started losing the memory, was starting to fail. So I didn't want, when I got a new phone, I decided, you know what, I'm not going to swap out memory nearly as much as I did, or not memory, swap out ROMs nearly as much. I may do it after the warranty and all that's up. I may decide to start playing that way again, but for right now, no, I'm not even going to sweat it. I'm not a huge fan of TouchWiz. Again, sorry, getting geeky, but I do that. I love geeking out a little bit from time to time about Android, about computers in general, which I got a new one. I had a birthday. Woohoo! Yep, I am 40, and we'll get into that unpleasant topic here soon. But, all right, got over to, on my birthday, phone died, and I'm just going to cut that other story short, because I'll be talking about it. If I don't pay attention to what I'm talking about, I'll just meander. It'll be worse than the Brazilian, the Amazon River. So, but anyhow, it died. I couldn't find any help online because it was all talking about, well, my phone's rooted and I don't know what to do. It's stuck in an infinite boot loop, blah, 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 blah. I had a boot loop. I knew that from my Evo days and swapping ROMs, but there was no information. They were saying, you know, use Keys Air and using a bunch of these other programs that I really didn't want to use because that would mean I would have to unlock the bootloader and all that other stuff. And I did not want to do that because I didn't want to void the warranty, especially with it being dead and I'm fixing to have to go off and replace it. So I We make it over to San Angelo. Spend way too darn much for a cab to go 4 miles. Yes, 4 miles. Cost me 20 flipping bucks to go 4 miles. And, oh, I can't believe it cost that much. I probably should have walked. But considering that we only had an hour and a half before the store closed, I couldn't afford that. I had to get over there and find out. And the people there, they were like, they looked at it, it's like, yeah, yeah, oh, yep, it's broke. All right, well, we'll go on ahead and we'll send a new phone to you. It'll arrive at your house tomorrow, and you need to have your activate that phone, put this one in the mail, send it off, and it will be. And you have 5 days to do so. Well, big problem with that. When you take off on a job like the West Texas, doing a job in West Texas, you don't know how long you're going to be there. The guys before, they were there for a week and a half. More than 5 days. Because if you don't turn your phone in for 5 days, or if you don't send your phone back in 5 days, what they do is the new phone they sent to you, they charge you for it. Full price. Not the subsidized pay amount. You know, when you get those phones for pennies, doesn't mean that phone is worth a penny. That phone's still worth about $300. It's just that it's heavily subsidized by the phone manufacturer subsidized by the cell carrier, Verizon, Sprint, things like that. So. Not even a year old phone. So this thing was going to cost about $500, $400 or $500. I was like going, holy crud, no, I ain't doing that. So said, never mind. I'll keep looking around, seeing if I can find something. So I got online and started looking. Whole rest of the week without a phone. Agonizing because I'm an Ingress fan. Which, if you don't know what Ingress is, it's a augmented reality game where there's different port. Look it up, INGRESS. I'm not going to go on that rabbit trail. So, but anyhow, I'm going crazy. I've got one of my good friends, Corey. He's not helping matters any. He's going, oh, I want to walk past like a fire station. And go, I wonder if there's a portal right there. Or making little comments about my phone works, yours don't. But I survived. Went the week, got home, day before, on the, see's 24th, third, got back home on the 22nd. Got on the, no, 21st, got home on the 21st. And wow, 3 days already. Went to bed, got up the following day, called up, or went over to Verizon in Elk City and said, help. And they were about to do the same thing, but, and I knew it was going to get to me tomorrow, so I was pretty much prepared for that. And she goes, well, let's look at something here real quick. And she showed me the most wonderful button configuration known to man. And I actually talk about this on a blog post on findingbrian.com, which you can go and just go to findingbrian.com and search for Samsung Galaxy S3 or Galaxy S3 or Android or, you know, or tech. Look under the tech section category. But I didn't realize that the Samsung Galaxy S3's bootloader was unlocked. So I was able to go into the bootloader, and I was able to reset the factory, do a factory reset. I lost everything, but you know what? My phone worked again, so I was quite content with losing everything. Yes, my Subway Surfer, which is a game I enjoy tremendously playing because I'm going to beat my daughter at her 1.8 million point level, had just finally got up to level 30 X. Which, if you play Subway Surfer, you know what I'm talking about. If you don't play Subway Surfer, you have no clue what I'm talking about, and I apologize. But I finally got up to a level 30X, and so what happens? I lose it. Oh, well. Gives me something to do while I'm sitting on the on location waiting to offload. So, but I got my phone back. So, yay, lost all the portals that I had here. But you know what? That's fine. It allowed me to get up to level 6 on my Ingress. Yay! So, all right. Now, that was the phone adventure. So, but anyhow, through that whole time, for my birthday, which, like I said, I turned 40, I got a laptop. It is the most awesome laptop. It is your basic model laptop, but to me, it is the most awesome laptop because it's my very first laptop to ever have. Yeah, I'm 40 years old. I'm a tech geek, never owned a laptop. I had issues about owning a laptop for a long time because you can't really do if your graphics card goes out, you can't just swap out your graphics card. You got to throw the whole darn thing away, basically. And if there's anything, I may be mechanically declined when it comes to cars or how a screwdriver, but I know how a screwdriver works because I can use a screwdriver to change out hard drives and change out graphics cards and things like that on a computer. I know how to work on a computer because I'm a tech geek. I like tech. I like computers. I like working on computers. And some of y'all are probably going, well, hey, why don't you do a podcast on computers? Honestly, because they're all over the place. Yeah, I am very passionate about it, but I am a shotgun passion type of person. I like tech in a broad sense. I am not a fan. I'm not a, hey, Android 4.2 podcast. Awesome. You know, I'm not that type. I'm not that centric, though. I do listen to several podcasts about Android. Android Central is one. But I have realized in the last 40 years that I am nowhere near as passionate about technology as a lot of people. So I don't. I am passionate about Brian, hence finding Brian. I am going to figure out how to get myself to where I need, which part of that is I've got to have my own business. Run a little behind on that because that is one of the reasons I have come to the conclusion as one of the reasons why I had my wig out. Now, I'm not calling my wig out what you're thinking, like a midnight life crisis breakdown and I'm going out and buying Ferraris or anything. Not like I could afford a Ferrari, but you know, things along those lines. As 40 was approaching and as the time of my 30s was disappearing, I started reflecting, going, yeah, I'm middle age now. I've got 40 more years on this earth and I'll hit 80. Things are going to start going downhill rather quickly if I don't start taking care of myself, which is one of the reasons why I quit smoking. Still quit smoking, by the way. So April is, October, November, December, January, February, March, April. I have hit my 6-month mark of not taking a drag on a cigarette at all. I have gone 3 months with no nicotine whatsoever. So, yay! Give me a big thumbs up because I am quite happy with that myself. But, anywho. So, what else is going on here? Going ahead and I haven't talked about my goals in a while. So, I figured I'd give you a goal update. Getting to know all of my 200 of my podcast listeners. Honestly, I don't know. I have realized I don't know how to do that. I have gotten a good clue, though, here very, very recently. And that is because I hear people who are in the social media realm say, you got to engage your audience. You got to engage your audience. Well, how do you engage your audience? This is something I have no clue on. I realized I am stupid when it comes to engaging your audience. I don't know how. And I think it is just because I'm such an introvert that I just really don't talk to people that much. I love to talk, as you can tell. I mean, heck, I've got 3-4 fixing to be 4 podcasts going, and I'm still just, when it comes to talking to people, it's not that I'm shy, I just don't yabber like a monkey in a tree when it comes to other people. I like listening to other people. But this is something I've got to figure out. How do I engage? And I'm starting to get kind of a clue because I've had I was talking to a guy named Eric J. Fisher, which if you don't know him, he has a podcast called Beyond the To-Do List, which is a great podcast. Recommend you go look it up in iTunes, grab it, or go to beyondthetodolist.com or noodle.mx, which is the Noodle Mix Network, which is where that podcast is associated with. And go download. Listen, great guy. But he started to follow me, which surprised the heck out of me. I'm like, holy crud, I know that name. He's following me. Me. Of all things, me. This is cool. And so I talked to him. I was like, hey, cool. Thanks for the follow. I'm really honored that Eric J. Fisher followed me. And he's like, well, I appreciate it. I'm glad. So do you listen to the podcast? I was like, well, yeah, I do. I enjoy the podcast quite often. Been listening to it for about a year. Oh, really? And so do you have anything that you've taken away from it that you now apply? Or what's your favorite episode? And I was like going, oh, hey, it's kind of clicking. He engaged me. I'm having a conversation with Eric J. Fisher. He engaged me. I think I understand a bit now. But still don't understand. How do I engage who my listeners are? I mean, I might be able to do a little bit of a creeper bit if I sit there, because a lot of people like to use the same username across everything. Like for me, CircleCast, how goofy, cast is fishing pole. That's how I use that for everything. CircleCast, Facebook.com/CircleCast. You get to my profile. So if I get new people following me there, I will know that is strictly from this podcast. So follow me if you want, or friend me on Facebook. Go to and I will be more than happy to friend you. Just tell me in the little message when you join up. Just say, "Hey, heard you on Finding Brian." We'll run this little test. If there's anybody listening, which I see that there's a lot of people hitting the website, and this is an aggravation that I have because I don't understand what I'm doing wrong. This is that little bit of failure thing that you've got to figure out what's going on so that you can get over that little hump. Because I got to looking over at Stitcher. FindingBrian.com is over on the Stitcher podcast app. And Finding Brian wasn't updating. I mean, Hayseed Report was, Marital Bliss was, but Finding Brian wasn't. Couldn't figure it out. What in the heck's going on here? Why is it not work? Why is that not working? I contacted them and was like, something must be up because I'm not getting any updated stats. And the gal was like, all right, well, send me your feed and I'll see if it matches and we'll go from there. So I send the feed in and say, find out. Oh yeah, everything's matching. It doesn't update unless people are listening to you though. Great. So no one for the past 3 months has listened to Finding Brian on Stitcher. Now, I'm not saying all you people go out, listen to Stitcher. No, it's not what I'm saying. Y'all are just people who listen through either the website, because I show a lot of hits website-wise. I get a lot of listens through the website. I also get a lot of listens through Pocket Cast, the podcatchers, but also get a lot through iTunes. So I know people are listening because I see the downloads. I get some wild downloads sometimes. And other episodes, wow, hey, all right, 10 downloads, 10 people listened to it this week. Yay! So I'm sure what that actually means is I've got 10 subscribers. Not 10 listeners, but 10 people who have subscribed. But the fact that I have to figure out how do you engage with your audience, that is a trick I've got to figure it out. Or get to grow all my pot, or see, not get to know 200 of my listeners, get to know 20 of my listeners, but also need to grow my podcast by 200 listeners. And I don't know how to determine how is my podcast growing? I don't know how to see what my listeners are because I'm stepping away from FeedBurner. Now, a lot of people are going, how do you do that? Well, a lot of stuff's happening. I'm starting to become a anti-FeedBurner type of person. I'm not sure how I can continue and trust what's going on. I'm looking at the Blueberry Network's stats right now, and they're giving me a decent idea, but I still don't know how many subscribers, how many dedicated listeners do I actually have. And I probably won't know for quite some time until I can get people to enough people to hit that critical mass to where I start getting responses. If you want to leave a response, you can. Go to findingbrian.com/013, and that will take you to the show notes of this episode. You can then, from there, leave a comment. Hey, thought you did great. Happy birthday. Leave whatever you want. I will respond as long as it's a coherent sentence. If you come across and sound like you just did a translate, please at least say translated by Google true listener. Leave at least true listener or something like that, because if it looks like it's just written out by a script where it's just a jumble of words that make no sense, I'm probably not going to respond to it. Will respond if you, I mean, even if it's a, even if it's slightly Englishy, and if you know, you understand what that is if you go to English.com. But anyhow, I've got to figure out how to measure my listeners. How to figure out, are my listeners growing or are my listeners shrinking? So, now the next goal that I had is, make $50 off a podcast. No, nowhere near that yet. Add two more podcasts to the lineup. I have got one, as I've mentioned several times before, that is well on its way. I am just trying. I'm getting past level seven now. No, episode seven. I want to make sure that I have at least 10 episodes in the can. I want to make sure, and I'm going through and I'm getting as much as evergreen content as I can with it, so that I have those in the cover your tail section. So, but I have one. I've got an idea for a second one. This one though has to be with a co-host. So I've got to wait. I've got to see if I can find someone who's going to be a co-host or co-host enough that knows enough that will be able to help carry the show. But till that happens, it's still just kind of sitting dead in the water. Buy a new mixer? No. Buy two new microphones? Haven't gotten there yet either. Now, find a church. This is another one that I really haven't done. I haven't actually even really tried to apply yet. I've gotten close where it's like, all right, I need to go and get to, I think I'm going to go, we're going to try to get into church tomorrow. And work actually cooperated where I got home. You know, there's one time where I got home a little on the late side and I blew right through my alarm and I didn't hear it. And so we didn't do it. And then another time I don't know why. I didn't do it. I talked myself out of going to church, which is that resistance again. And so I have to steel up my spine a bit and fight that resistance and go, no, we're getting our tails up out of bed. I don't know if I'm scared to or not sure about having to deal with, have a fight before we go to church with Jaden to get him to put on something nice, because it is. And I'm fixing to get into a discussion that I had with Jaden because it gets so aggravating at so many times. But no, I haven't found a church yet. I'm going to, though. It's an easy goal to attain. I can do it and I will. Make three new friends. I've realized I am not good at making friends. I don't know if it's just I'm not going to use being a introvert as an excuse, because that's a crappy excuse. There's no reason behind using that excuse. Oh, well, it's because I'm an introvert. No, I'm just being. I think a lot of it is that I'm sort of lazy about it. But at the same time, I don't know how. I have realized I don't know how to walk. I feel stupid. Honestly, if I walk up to somebody and go, "Hey, could you be my friend?" I feel like I'm a 3-year-old again. I know that's not how making a friend works, but I don't know how. I've got a few people lined up who I want to be friends with, but for some reason, growing up, I thought becoming friends was just one of those magical things. You just kind of walked past somebody and go, "Bink, oh hey, you're a friend. You like me, I like you. Okay, we're friends." But in real life, it doesn't happen that way. You've got to work on that relationship. But to be able to work on that relationship, you've got to have one first. And again, that falls back kind of on the get to know 20 listeners. How do you build that relationship? I don't know how. I know how to work really hard on a marital relationship because, shoot, me and Jan do that on a daily basis. How to work on a brand new relationship? I'm having to actually go back and think, how about my friend Corey? How about Goose? The guys at work, how do we do that? It's almost that magical style again of where just walked by and goes, "Yeah, the bald guy with the beard, with the long beard, he's funny. I like him. Okay, we're friends." But apparently, and I know that for a fact that it's possible, you can seek people out and build a relationship literally brick by brick and get that foundation going. That one takes some stones, man, and I am scared witless doing that, and I don't know why. I will get it. I will step past that uncomfortable area. That is that who've moved my cheese bit where I really don't know how to. I knew that there was food back there. If you haven't ever read the book, Who Moved My Cheese, little bitty thing. You can read it in 15 minutes. An amazing book. It's a parable, but it's an amazing parable. Points out a lot of what people need to know, and so I highly recommend that. But anyhow, visit every state park within a 2-hour radius. It's just finally starting to get nice enough that we can start doing that. So hopefully I've got some days off coming up after this pay period, and we can go to a park. Start positioning myself to start my own business. Again, the reason why this one podcast that I keep talking about that I'm not expressing the name yet, not telling you much about, I'm fixing to peel back the curtain pull the curtain back just a little bit. Peel back the wallpaper some. What's underneath it? The podcast that I'm working on is to help with me positioning myself for a business. I want to have, wanting to have this podcast be part of my business. I am basing it off of Pat Flynn's smart passive income strategy. I am basing it off of quite a few people trying to do an amalgamation of several people's ideas, thoughts, and plans, and run with that. So hopefully it works. Hopefully it takes off. I think it will. I have full faith in that it will, but I am trying to purposely take it slow, for a couple of reasons. One, when I am very bad at getting an idea going, yeah, and running with it and just going mad, full steam ahead, and then going and petering out about 3/4 of the way through. That last little quarter mile of the mile run is always the hardest. My son is figuring this out. He is he's on the last quarter of the mile and he's wanting to give up, and I keep fighting him to not give up. And learning that I have got to work on my leadership skills in the process. So he's teaching me stuff that I need to know while I'm trying to hopefully believe that I'm teaching him something. See, create a budget that will support a lean earning season. We're starting. We're working on our baby steps. We're getting our baby emergency fund going. Start positioning myself. Go to New Media Expo. Well, I'm not going to make it this year, which I didn't. I knew I wasn't going to make this one. Yeah, but to get myself positioned so that I might be able to and should be able to make next year's. Hopefully I'll be able to, because that will be a tremendous help business-wise, because I'll be able to really start the networking and meet people. Because when it comes to meeting people face-to-face, what's wrong with my thong? I'm not looking. Meeting people face-to-face, I have a good time doing that. I love seeing people face-to-face, shake their hands and stuff, and have a good time. And I have a good time doing that. Gets me really pumped. Gets me jazzed. How you doing? And just enjoy meeting people, especially people that I've been wanting to meet. So that's one reason why I want to go to New Media Expo. I'm hoping I'll be able to make it. I'm trying to get myself set to be able to go, but haven't been able to do that as of yet. Other one, the blog con, that one's actually a CPAC. That one just passed also. I'll have to hit that one next year. Start a meetup for the Hayseed Report. Now, and that's because it costs money to actually start a actual meetup up. And I've got other things I want to focus that money on too. So it hasn't happened yet. Meetup for the self-help, self-improvement, or for the Finding Brian podcast hasn't happened yet either. It will. I have no worries about that. It's just, it's not going to happen this moment. I haven't gotten around to trying to apply Dale Carnegie's How to Win Friends and Influence People, three of the lessons in that book yet, because I'm still plowing through Quiet. And it's a good book, just gets a little dry sometimes. It has a hard time capturing my attention. Now, so that's where I'm sitting at this moment. Now, I want to kind of talk a little bit in these last few moments about what's happening between me and Jaden. Me and Jaden, I love the boy dearly. He is so amazingly smart, amazingly gifted, that he doesn't know his own abilities. And people, folks, this is a sign of the five friend average theory. Because my son, for whatever reason, decided he didn't want to hang around the good kids. Now, he's got some friends, some of his friends I do like. There's some that are pretty good. Got one that's actually real good. He's still in school. As you heard, he has one that is still in school. He doesn't come by. Well, no, he's got two that are still in school. One just turned 16. The other one is a senior this year. But they're getting ready. He's got his life kind of lined out. He wants, from what I understand him, from what he says, he wants to go to college. The Jaden's friend, who's still in school, graduating. And the younger one, the one that just turned 16, I think he wants to go to college too. But Jaden's other friends, the others that are more influential in his life, are the ones that are winning out. They're the ones who that averaging incorporates, because I'm fighting my son. I never realized I would thought I would have to fight my son, the one who was so smart and sorry. Okay. But my son, he thinks he has it figured out because he's talked to his friends. He has one friend who I cannot stand. He is not allowed in on my property. I cannot stand this kid so much that Jaden listens to intently. It's like, well, you know what? I'll live out on my own. Yeah, his mother let him go. Said, you know what? Move out. And so he moved out. He's 18 or 17 or 18, but still, he's moved out. And so he thinks he's got it all figured out. And Jaden's just kind of being as innocent of a Nimrod he can be. And like I said, I love my son. But there's times that, yeah, he is being a Nimrod. And it drives me up the wall because he's so smart. He can be. He is shown to be so smart. But he just kind of goes, oh, okay. And goes off and does stupid stuff. This day before yesterday, I had a conversation with him on the phone because he was copping attitude with Jana. And just telling him, dude, don't, because you're not helping matters, Annie. You're not helping your cause, because I can't stand it, but he wants to have, for whatever flipping reason, a facial tattoo, or not tattoo, piercing. What it wants, I don't know. I don't care. He's not getting it in my house. This is me turning into opinionated Brian, so apologize, folks, if you don't like it. It only going to be just a little bit longer, and then the opinionated Brian gets turned off. But anyhow, warning established. I don't have a tattoo on my body. I want it to be original, because you know people will say they got a tattoo on their body. Well, that's because I wanted to be stick out. I wanted to be original. Well, you know what? There's so many flipping tattoos out there these days that if you want to be original, don't get a tattoo. There for a bit, I thought, you know what, it'd be kind of cool to get a piercing. You know what? That died off whenever I turned 30. And I'm glad I didn't, because now I'd have some permanent hole in my head, because I wasn't getting a tattoo or a piercing done anywhere else. And yeah, for the longest while, I kind of contemplated getting a tattoo. Contemplated. And then realized, you know what? No, I like being original. And yeah, I'm sure a lot of the reason why my son is wanting to do this stuff is for teenage rebellion, because he knows that dad hates it. We're going to do what dad doesn't like. Yeah, that means I'm going to get my butt cheeks pierced together. I'm sure he thinks that would be funny. He thinks that would be a grand idea. Yeah, I'm sure one day when he graduates from high school, because this is my... I have gone from, he is going to be a high school or college, graduate from college. He's going to experience the wonders of being in college and going through having all the fun within the dorms and everything else to, God, graduate. All I'm asking, that is all I want. If you want, I am going to enforce my rule upon you and my desires upon you until you turn 18, which happens this next December, coming December, and you graduate from high school. Those are my two conditions. After that, you're able to pack your stuff up. If you so choose, leave my house. If you so choose, and do whatever you want. But I just ask that you come by every Sunday and have supper with us. That's all I want. Unless he moves 400 miles away, then understand. Once, three times a year, come over. Have supper with us. Come by. See everybody. See what has changed, hasn't changed, you know. But he is, we had a conversation, and the conversation turned to where he was like, well, I'm a nonconformist. And I was like, going, great use of a word. I love the fact that you used a $10 word. But he doesn't understand the word of nonconformity. Because... Because we were talking about, you know, he likes to run around in jeans that are shredded. I mean, take the 80s style shred jeans and crank it up to 12, even further than 11. Crank it up to 12. He's got, I mean, it's flaps. He walks around and it's just, he looks like he was a castaway. And he just finally got pulled up and or pulled off the island, has shaved and gotten a haircut, but hadn't thought about changing out his pants yet. And I understand it drives me up the wall, and I understand he's doing it to drive me up the wall. But I've compromised on that. I personally would hate seeing him walk around in those crappy jeans, because when it was cold, you know what he would do? He would wear his flapper jeans, and he would have a pair of sweatpants underneath them because his legs were cold. I know, yeah. Think about that one for a moment. And like, dude, put on some pants that don't have holes on them. Your legs won't be cold. That easy. But. Anyhow, we had this big discussion. And he was wanting to be a nonconformist. And, I mean, okay, it's teenage rebellion. I think I understand. I hope I think I understand. I hope I remember whenever I was in high school. Of course, I wasn't. I wanted to go to college. I pissed it away whenever I was there. Sorry if that offended anybody, that word. But that's literally what I did. I did not do anything of what I wanted to. I was finally out from underneath in a parental thumb that was stupidly oppressive. And I know Jaden thinks that I am stupidly oppressive. I am not letting him go out and stay out all night and leave whenever he wants and do whatever he wants. And that's because I don't want him to get his butt into trouble. You're going to get yourself into legal problems being out past a certain time. It's just going to happen. You get bored enough to go, you know what? I kind of like that car over there. It's not mine, but I bet you the keys are in. I bet you we can go take it for a joyride and they'll be okay. They'll be none the wiser. If he wants to do that after he gets out of high school and after he graduates, it will break my heart if he does that. But I am out. I am out of the picture then. He has turned 18. He is legally an adult. His actions, he pays for. Kind of see how I'm lining this up. And so I never thought I would be up at night scared to death for my children. And it's not that the world, it's not because that I think the world's going to come stomping through on them and destroy all their innocence. Because no, Jaden, though he has done a lot of stupid stuff, and I have come down on him like a hammer several times for several of his stupid stuff, I know that it is stupid kid stuff. And I'm hoping that I am that I'm slowly relaxing, though it doesn't feel like it because it seems like my blood pressure just cranes out of the top of my head whenever me and Jaden get into our heated discussions. And there's been some really heated discussions. And I don't know what to do. I am so at a loss. I would talk to my mom about it, but honestly, my mom didn't raise me. I would talk to my dad about it, but unfortunately, my dad has passed. And I don't have any communication with my stepmother, which is the woman who actually raised me. Her father is the one who instilled many of the values that I have. And unfortunately, when Vicky divorced my dad, they divorced me and made very evident that they divorced me. Because whenever I moved back to Sunray for the 2 years, I saw my grandmother and my grandfather a couple times at school functions. And I would try to go and talk to them and they would run from me as fast as, you know, they could run, but they were in a very big hurry to get away from me. And so I accepted that I disappointed them. And so they disowned me is how for the longest time I took it. And I mean, that's their choice. It hurts me. And God, I could really use Dean's advice for Jaden. I could really use, even though it is so hypocritical, I could have used Marlene's advice for Jaden. I could use Vicky's, because Vicky knew how to deal with me. She did a good job of raising me to where I know what I've got to do. I know what I need to do. I did stupid stuff growing up. I mean, heck, I had sex out of wedlock, which went against everything I had been told about doing growing up. But I did it. I have a almost 20-year-old daughter now who is in trouble. She doesn't know what to do with herself. She is starting to grow up a bit. She is now going through the angst of being 17 years old because she is about 3 years behind emotionally. But she's slowly becoming an adult. I hope that she realizes that to get anywhere else in life, she's going to have to get the heck out of Higgins, Texas, because there's nothing there. It is a store, one store that you can work at. You can go over to Arnett, Oklahoma, and you've got a chance of working at, you know, two or three stores, but she's not experiencing anything. Jaden's not experiencing anything. His plan is to not have a plan. His plan is to buy a house immediately out of high school. How he's going to buy a house is beyond me, but he's going to buy a house immediately out of high school and get a job and just hang out. That's all he wants. He doesn't want to, he has no plan. He wants to just do nothing. That's his plan. I don't want to do anything. I just want to sit around and just be lazy, which, I mean, that's his prerogative. When he turns 18, graduates high school and moves out of the house, if he wants to be lazy, so be it. He ain't going to move back into my house, though, if he keeps that mentality. And he will very quickly realize he's got to move back in with Mom and Dad because he doesn't have any money, because he just wants to hang out. But that is, that's my quandary with my son is, what do I do? How do I get my son? How do I lead my son to want to improve himself? Because I don't know how to do that. I don't know how to be a leader. I'm learning that because of him. And I think it's wonderful that he is teaching this to me. But how? And I don't mean Indian either. I mean, I don't know how. So maybe, hopefully, something sinks in. Because I know it does. Because from time to time, I'll see my teachings leak out. He'll let up slip and he will act somewhat responsible. He'll be, sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Yeah! You know, I see it slip. From time to time, I'm going to be cooler than my dad, and all of a sudden goes, no, I can't because it's not, oh, wait a minute. And so I know I get to him. I hope that everything that he's doing is just to irritate me so that, because that's him wanting to be independent. I know he'd want to be independent because I've heard him say multiple times, I can't wait to get out of this house. I apparently am doing something right because he calls me a Nazi from time to time. So, but anyhow, folks, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to let you go. I thank you very, very, very much for stopping by, listening, hearing me rant and rave about the challenges of having a 17-year-old son in 2013 America. And listen to whether or not listen to me question, did I fail? Have I failed my son? Or is he getting, or am I helping him in some way that I don't even see right now? But if you would like to leave a comment, please go to findingbrian.com/013. That's episode 13 for episode 13. And that will take you to the show notes page of this episode. And from there, you can leave a comment down at the bottom. courtesy of Livefire. Great plugin to use for comments. Free. If you happen to have your own podcast or happen to have your own blog and want a different commenting system, this is a great one. Or if you want, again, facebook.com/CircleCast will get you over to my personal one. Leave me a message if you friend me. Leave me a message. Say, hey, heard you on Finding Brian podcast. I would love to start up a conversation. Love to help me attain my goal of getting to know 20 of my listeners. You can also find me at twitter.com/CircleCast. Facebook, you can also, we're part of the Hey Rolling Podcast Network. That's heyrolling.com. And from there, we've got links to all our other shows. So please, head out, check us out. Shoot me an email if you want. I'll read your email online during the show. And that you can do that at mailbag@heyrolling.com. And I thank y'all. I'm just a little rattled because I'm still going back over what me and Jaden had fully discussed. It's maddening. He is, like I said, he's such a great and wonderful guy. And he has all the buttons figured out as to what to push to make me blow my top. And it seems like he has fun watching me go, ah! So, but anyhow, folks, that's the joys of having kids. I wouldn't trade it for the world. I would just probably change directions and see about bringing them up in a little bit different fashion. But folks, y'all are truly amazingly wonderful. I thank y'all for listening. Come by the site, have a listen, and we will talk to you next week. But till then, bye.
Does a biological determinist still light the French kiss? Does Walt Whitman move an atheist? Does a tragic end before? Same time.
Opening song, Rat Bags by All India Radio, and the closing song, Hero Villain by Parlor Steps, can be found at musicalley.com.
Woo! Member of the Hey Rolling Podcast Network, heyrolling.com.
Yeah!